so now we're back again with another episode. Yes, I've decided to split it up this way. It's easier than me editing in and out. So last we left off was everybody was pretty much dead. Well, on the ground. And we had Delphin, Galvin, and Corbin, the only players remaining. And Galvin was on his last limb right now. So what are we doing, guys?
I mean, the camp is the best chance we have of resting peacefully, which everyone at negative hit points is going to need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have one potion of healing and 6 unidentified potions that we can
stuff down people's throats.
Yeah.
If we're sure that everybody's gone, I mean, I'm just afraid somebody's going to come back after we just murdered our whole family and not be happy to see us there.
Well, you're right about that.
But it's at least that
the one
might be preferable to the unknown spiders we'll run into in the middle of the night going through the forest that we are.
Oh, and you guys start hearing the mumbling moan of a certain druid who's like. He's badly wounded. It was your good pal, Lyrian.
Uh-oh.
That brought you into this mess. And you notice that also Myron's character is passed out on the ground next to you guys.
I don't see how we have any choice. We're going to have to
go. Well, I mean, the trees are really tight packed. I mean, if we just get a small opening and just make a little camp and... Shouldn't be that bad, is it? I mean,
well, not for us, but we're not going to get much rest for those that are so badly wounded.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do whatever we want to do. It just sounds a little risky.
If you were afraid of risk, you shouldn't have taken up a life of adventuring, my friend.
Well, let's ask our druid if he thinks it's, you know, if he's conscious enough if it's safer to, or if he knows of a safe place to hide in the forest.
He kind of just looks at you with a blank stare and says, duh.
Duh? I slap him on the cheek. Wake up, man. We need your help.
Okay, you do 1 point of damage and now he passes out.
Wait. I'm not that strong.
Apparently you're stronger than you thought you were.
All right. Well, great.
And our druid is at -1 now.
He does not actual damage wounds with his backhand.
Yes, he does.
Man, I think we should have Galvin as a frontline fighter from now on.
Well, did you hear the emotion in his acting?
That's true.
Okay, -2.
Fine.
Vince is counting off the seconds for the round in his head.
Yes, I am. What are you doing? You said you were going to do something, Galvin?
Yeah, I'll try to save him.
Roll percentile.
I don't want to be responsible for his death. 73.
Stabilize at -2.
Great.
A leaf falls on him. -3. No, I'm kidding.
All right, fine, Adelphin. Let's find a thicket in the woods.
Are you going to go elsewhere, or are you going to go back to the village?
Well, we can. I tell you what. If we camp out here, and I can just get, I can sneak into the camp, their village, and get supplies or whatever. See if I can find anything, like bandages or something.
Yeah, because technically, if someone ever comes back, they're not going to be able to find the little hole in the woods behind the hut to know to come get you guys.
Well, it gives us a little bit of notice.
As long as you don't, you know, mumble in your sleep or start farting or something, they won't hear you, so.
Oh, well, Trask is going to give everyone up.
Trask is dead almost, so.
No!
Okay, so I don't have my backpack, but I have my robe on, which I assume that means I have my spell components and my traveling spellbook, or Silverin spellbook. And the Wand of Resurrection, which I kept in a pocket. Right?
If it was in your pocket, you have it.
Yeah.
Your backpack items, I don't remember the group saying they packed it up, though.
Okay, so I'm missing my book of my herb book, my pocket knife,
your spell book.
I can rummage the village for that stuff, man. I'll go look for it.
Okay.
Okay. So, who's going where and who's staying where?
Delphin is going to go to the village and look for his book and try to find some bandages or some bedding for the guys so they can get the rest.
I'll go with them because if my book's there, I want to know where it's at. So.
And Corbin?
Well, I just figure it doesn't make much sense for me to go with the thief and be all the clanky, noisy, armored guy that I am. So I'll just stay here with the injured.
I am going to try to sneak off before Gavin gets all his crap packed up so he doesn't see me go. I don't want him going with me.
You know, you could give the healing potion to one of the down characters and have him come back.
Okay.
if Gavin wants to part with that.
Sure, then let's give it to... Oh, man.
Trask?
Give it to Trask.
We'd have to give it to Trask because he's the one we know.
Okay, roll.
Sorry, Paladin.
Trask, go ahead and roll yourself a D8 and tell me what you get.
All right. I got a 5. So puts me up to 1 hit point.
Yes. You are at 1 hit point. You are alive and you can see and you can talk and you can move. But you're kind of shaky.
Just like a real boy.
Yes.
All right, so the plan is that we're going to preoccupy Galvin, and then Delphin is going to sneak into the village.
Right.
Right.
And then Erwin and Nigel are going to try their very hardest to not die.
Along with Lyrian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Druid.
And,
And Myron's
what about Myron?
He's unconscious.
Okay.
So. And I just checked with him. He's not back yet, so. Damn. He's still unconscious. Okay, sneaking back through the little spot. You sneak back into the Great Pumpkin's lair there in his little hut. You see his guts all over the place along with a couple other pumpkin people guts. You see a large throne there with a small little chest in front of it that he was using to rest his feet on. It looks like a treasure chest about the size of a keyboard. Probably if you take your keyboard and stand it on its side, that's how high it is as well.
Okay. So kind of like a footlocker size sort of thing.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a musical keyboard. Like, whoa, treasure! But no, not very much.
It's a treasure chest. I was just giving you dimensions.
I will try to see if there's any needles or little gas traps or anything that's going to, stab me in the hand or gas me in the face.
I figure the dire situation, you head straight for the treasure chest.
I did a fine trap, and I rolled a 23.
Okay, you don't seem to find anything.
I'll open the lid and see what's in it.
You open it up and you see that it's full of gold. But weird looking gold. It's like square instead of round. And
I looked at the try to get to the bottom and just see if it's all full of gold.
It's all full of these gold square pieces.
Okay.
Trask, you see the glow.
I close the lid and then I continue looking for his books and other supplies that were Galvin's.
Okay. In the corner you see a large-looking box, corner kind of like a footlocker at the end of a bed type size. This is bigger. So maybe this would be like an army trunk type deal.
Okay.
It does not have a lock on it. It just has a plain old lid.
All right, well, I'm not going to risk it. I'll look for booby traps. Boop, boop. Hit the floor. 19.
Okay, you don't appear to find any booby traps.
Alrighty, I'll open it up and see if I can see Galvin's stuff.
And you do see Galvin's stuff along with a bunch of other stuff.
What kind of other stuff?
A couple daggers, a couple weird little, looks like throwing darts that you've never seen before, but they look like throwing darts to you. You see a small wand in there. Let's see, you see a red potion. That's probably actually a vial, not a potion. It's a smaller one. And you see a piece of paper.
It talks to you.
Yeah. I was thinking it says I prepared explosive runes today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the magic stuff. It could be anything. I will try to roll it all up in, I don't know, a cloth. Oh, actually, I got bags. I will try to stuff all that stuff in a bag.
Okay. And, you stuff everything in the bag and you're kind of weighed down now.
Yeah. I will, before I drag the bag out, I'm going to take the big the thing with the money. The gold. I want to put it outside the hole, just outside the door, or outside where we cut into the hut. Put it to one side, and then when I get out, I'm going to try to make the back of the hut not look like it's got a giant hole in it. Maybe slide a chair up against it or something.
Okay. What was the other two party members doing?
I was tending the gravely wounded.
And Trask was with you.
I'm probably still, like, you know, oh, hey, I almost died.
I'm going to think about my life. Trying to recover. I'm going to sit here and think about life right now.
Yeah, praying to... I'm composing a war sonnet to Odin, my god of war and poetry.
Okay, and what was Galvin doing?
I'm sulking because Delphin left without me.
Okay, so Delphin, you slip the gold box out, you crawl out, and just give me a percentile roll on how well you place that chair and the little hut pieces back together.
92.
Well, I guess you did a damn good job of it then. It looks so believable that it looks like it's brand new.
Awesome. All right, well, I'll shoulder the sack full of loot. I'm not carrying the gold because it's too heavy. Okay. So I'll take the loot back to camp and tell... crap, sorry. Hold on.
And Michael Myers comes through the forest.
Oh, man.
And he stabs Crispy for 2 points of damage.
Oh, man. Dying again.
The whole Halloween theme with all the pumpkin guys and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
I'm gonna tell Trask about the chest of gold, so I know he'll go get it.
And, hell yeah!
I don't know. Trask is contemplating the meaning of life right now.
Look over the stuff in the bag and see if there's anything useful.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll inventory and make sure all my stuff's there, and
everything's there. Your spell book. Your blanket, your pillow, your manly items to groom yourself are all there, and everything.
And okay, my Book of Sorrows
is not there.
And I asked Delphin, we're still missing the Book of Sorrows.
No, we're not.
Can I overhear this conversation?
Yes, you are right there with them.
I say, Galvin, we have the book. Rest easy.
Okay, well, I give him a... Well, I breathe a sigh of relief, but give him a dirty look.
He gives you the stink eye.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the crook eye, I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you said there's a wand in there?
Yeah.
What does it look like? Does it have a command word on it?
No, it doesn't have a command word on it, actually.
Oh, man.
It all looks kind of like a Harry Potter wand is the best way I could describe it.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to look at the piece of paper.
When you touch the piece of paper, there's a smiley face on the piece of paper.
And,
I hate these papers.
Feeling a little foolish, I'm going to ask, are you Belnor's paper?
It still has a smiley face on it.
Oh, he never wanted to talk to me anyway. So... I put it back in the bag. And is there anything else of note that...
There's a red vial in there.
Okay, so I'll pick it up and in my infinite knowledge of hocus pocus stuff, does it look familiar?
No, it does not.
If I unstop the vial, what does it smell like?
It smells like roses.
All right. I'll tell the...
Quickly jumping over to Trask, who is now approaching the small chest where Delphin told him it was.
Trying to be as quiet as possible.
And you are quiet and you reach the chest.
I'll open the chest.
And a dart comes out and kills you.
Oh, God damn it.
Now, you open it up and you see there's little gold square pieces in it.
Hmm. Alright, I guess I'll grab it and kind of make my way.
Okay.
Cautiously. Keeping an eye over my shoulder.
You easily pick it up and bring it back.
Okay.
Whew. As you hear Galvin saying, "Look, I found this red vial. It smells like roses."
So you also mentioned some daggers and dagger and some darts. Does the dagger look like his, or was it somebody else's?
Galvin, did you have a dagger?
I had a pocket knife. I guess we can call it a dagger, but it's really just a pocket knife to carve wood.
That's in there too. Then the dagger is something separate.
Okay. Do they look like something a caster would use? You know, a little flimsy looking thing, or is it something that, you know, combat sort of dagger?
It looks like a combat backstabbing dagger. It actually has like a jaded edge and a blood groove in it.
Ooh. I'm going to take this, okay?
Yeah, I figured you would.
Do the darts look like the darts we saw in when we were exploring Rupert's tower?
Yes.
From the guy that attacked us?
Yes.
Oh, the ninja?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know it was a ninja. Oh, the ninja?
I know it's a ninja.
Trask does not know it was a ninja.
The ninja! That was how I would have said it.
Shut up.
Okay, so I have a book of plants and herbs that probably we found again, so I want to see if I can reference things that smell like roses and see if I can identify this vial.
That's going to take you a little while to do that, though.
Well, so,
what else you have
we're waiting for our friends to heal, so I'm still going to do it.
Okay, so...
Smells like roses.
Yeah.
Has thorns. Yeah. Roses have thorns. There you go.
So what is everybody else going to do now?
I'd like to try and rest.
What time is it?
We'll call it nighttime. After dinner time. Well, it's hard to tell because the forest is always dark.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm also going to take a few minutes to actually memorize some spells.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Take an hour to memorize them spells.
All right.
Terry, give me a percentile roll.
Okay. 41.
41. You feel the power of Hieronius inside you. Oh, that's disgusting. You feel the power
of
Hieronius.
I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic too. Yeah. You feel the vibrant power of Hieronius, and you are at one hit point.
Okay.
Because I didn't feel like having you down. Quiet.
Can I? I hesitate to say it, but can I lay hands upon myself?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Oh.
Two more.
I don't watch. I'm not going to watch that.
I knew that was going to come. All right, so I got 3 hit points now.
3. You see the paladin just kind of stand up, and he goes, "Ooh," and he goes, "He looks better."
I'm just going to go over here behind this tree and heal myself.
Don't come back here. It's private. It's between me and God.
You hear a lot of.
Oh yeah, Ronius.
Oh. You hear? Oh, Trask. Little short dwarf. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So does anybody else need any help? I see if there's anything I can do to help out.
We still have Erwin down, right?
Erwin's at -8. But for some reason you see that Trask took the treasure chest and placed it on top of Erwin. Was that necessary to ask that? Oh, boy. Okay. So, do you see the paladin come out from behind the tree? And he looks all better. I'm not going to. No strength bonus. I'm not dignifying those comments that I see in the screen.
I promise we're adults. I promise.
You promise wrong. For some reason, he put the treasure chest on Erwin accidentally.
No! No! He murdered you, buddy.
On accident. That's manslaughter.
It's manslaughter because he didn't do it on purpose. Look at him. I watch Law and Order, I know. Erwin's at -9. No, you put it on top of him. He's still at -8, though.
Oh. I mean, phew.
We can send him off to retire, man.
We have to get out of here first. Which, you know, probably isn't going to happen.
How about a druid?
I mean, hopefully it does.
You guys notice that the druid gets up and starts walking into the forest.
Is he a zombie druid now? Oh, man.
He just seems to, like, meld into the forest and leave.
The heck, guy? Who does that?
Maybe 15, 20 minutes later you hear... Sounded like the druid.
Huh.
Okay.
Who now I'm racing off my dry erase board. the answer
poor
to
red
your...
shirt, I mean, Lyrian.
Yeah. The answer to your question, he is not here. Myron is passed out.
Let's try to keep him from getting up and walking off.
So is anyone going to bother going to see what killed our druid friend?
Do you guys want to go check?
No. We still got two people down. I say we just hide and rest.
Crispy, I left you a message, by the way.
I did see that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
It seemed kind of cruel. Yeah. Everyone is going to hear typing as I...
You can always mute your mic.
Yeah, I could do that. Let's do that.
So, the rest of you guys are just going to pretty much rest for the night. Anyone going to stay on watch?
Yeah, we should definitely keep watch.
Yeah, I'll keep watch and as well.
So...
I'll take the first watch.
Okay.
I'll take second.
You want to split up into two four-hour watches, or you want to split up into two-hour watches, or what?
I can help also.
Okay, watch one. Yep.
Three-hour
watch.
I'll
take the last one.
Okay. So, Corbin starting first with 2 hours. Galvin, 2 hours. Nigel, 2 hours. Delphin, the last 2 hours. 2, 4, 6, 8. That's perfect.
Okay.
So everybody's sleeping. They build a nice little fire, I assume, to...
Not a big one. We don't want to attract the bad guys.
No. Okay, so on Corbin's watch, let's see if something happens. Corbin's watch goes uneventful. Galvin's watch. Uh-oh. I rolled a 1. Let's see.
A 1 is bad, right?
A 1 is very bad.
For not us. It's bad for not us, right?
It's bad for everybody but Trask.
Damn it.
Jack, Galvin, is your character sitting there pushing some twigs into the fire? You hear a crumbling of the leave noises coming from the forest out of the hole that Nigel made in the forest.
Okay. And I will shake Nigel awake, actually.
Nigel, you get woken up.
I hear something through the forest.
Nigel? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Sorry, I had myself on mute.
Oh, okay. Alright, he woke you up.
Okay, I will take my watch. I will have my bow and an arrow ready to go.
Well, he woke you up because he saw something or heard something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sleeping. I didn't know that. All right. I will quietly wake up, and I will wake up some of the other folks. I'll wake up Trask.
Did I heal any the night?
He only slept for 2 hours.
Damn it.
Does my meditative state let me see what's going on around me?
Yes.
So I can just stand up and be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, you can stand up and be aware of what's going on, correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pull out my short bow.
Okay, you guys hear crumbling in the of the leaves in the forest from that hole that Nigel came through. Over and over again. As if something's coming through that way.
Does it sound big?
You can't really tell. Every once in a while, you hear that crumbling sound.
Does it sound like one thing or more than one thing?
Just one. Okay, there's your crumbling sound.
I guess I'll ready my crossbow as well.
All right, roll a d6, Andy, for your party.
4.
Okay, you guys are surprised as a two-headed bunny jumps through
the hole
and looks at you guys and goes, and jumps back through the hole.
Okay.
So jumped from the out of the woods into our camp, looked at us, sweet, turned, jumped back out.
Correct.
Bring forth the holy hand grenade.
It pretty much startled you guys as it jumped out, and it looked at you and went, oh shit, I'm going to die, and it ran. It was a little bunny.
Oh, I suppose great. We should all join in a nervous chuckle.
Why is this forest full of abominations?
It did have two heads. That's weird.
Was it the size of a regular bunny?
Yeah, little bunny.
It's dinner, guys. Let's go get it.
You have go for one. It. I'm sorry I woke you guys up for the bunny.
Do not go.
Can we shoot at it as fleas?
Ah, it's a little quick, but you could probably jump into the forest there and try to grab it.
Well, I'm not going to grab it. I'd rather shoot it. So I'll just.
Yeah, I'd rather not leave and die.
Chicken.
Yeah, we still got wounded.
Chicken.
Why, Vince, are you trying to goad us into fighting this thing?
Not at all. Remember, don't force the players, just goat them into it. Okay, so you guys get back into your somewhat resting position now that the startlement is over. And, Nigel, since you're up, it's your watch. And all right. Let's see what happens on your watch. Nothing. Uneventful. Delphin, the last watch. Nothing. You guys get through the night, rest of the night uneventfully. And Trask, you get back another hit point.
Yeah.
Nigel, you'll get back another hit point.
Okay.
Erwin at -7.
Erwin's at 0 now.
At 0? Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay. If he's at zero, I will, if I get my Lay on Hands attempt back, I will heal him.
Yeah, you get it back. Points.
Okay, I will heal him for 2 points.
Much to Crispy's dissatisfaction, Irwin is now up now.
It's not like I just want to kill Irwin. It's like Mike is out of the game.
Well, we need to be able to walk. I would imagine be easier than carrying him, so...
Did I earn a kit point back, too? Galvin, did he earn?
Earn back your what?
Did I earn a hit point back as well?
Yes, I'm sorry. Everybody who was rested, get a hit point back.
Now, I mean,
hold on
Crispy...
one second. Okay, guys, as you were huddling around trying to figure things out, you noticed that Myron all starts going, and he sits up. Go ahead, Myron.
Gosh, what happened, guys? I must have gotten hit on the head.
I'll fill him in.
I'll fill him in.
I'll let him know how sorry our straits are.
Okay. 15 minutes later, you have the whole story down packed. No running comment or anything? A wow, maybe, or... Leave? Hello?
Leaf is here in spirit.
Yes. Myron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sorry.
Oh, okay. So he filled you in, and you're like, no.
I'm still trying to grasp the thread of what's going on, but I'll catch up in a moment, don't worry. As you were. Please continue.
I say I have prayed to St. Cuthbert that he has granted me 4 heal spells. Who is in most dire need?
Everyone, pretty much.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of...
I know, so someone step up. Tell me you need it.
Traskel, step up.
Trask, you fought bravely. St. Cuthbert will gladly heal you for 8 points of damage, or healing.
Now I'm back down to -6. No. So that brings me up to 10, which is still less than my total.
Yeah. Who else fought bravely and deserves St. Cuthbert's best?
I did.
Nigel, Paladin of Heranius, you indeed did fight bravely. Came to our side, though we were strangers. St. Cuthbert will gladly come to your aid for 5 points.
Thank you very much.
Who else? Who else is in need?
Irwin probably needs some as well.
Yeah.
And who else?
Myron, if I understand, is in bad shape.
Although Myron could have... He can prepare some healing spells, right?
Yes. Probably have 3 Cure Light Wounds prepared.
Yeah. So I have 2 more heal spells.
Well, if Myron's not going to take it, I'll step up.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You have carried this burden far, my friend. Let me shoulder it the rest of the way. I shall see the destruction of this book. For your bravery, St. Cuthbert will heal you for 3 points.
A tear slides down Galvin's cheek. Yes. He's feeling better.
All right. One last heal spell.
For Irwin.
For 2 points. The dice of the dice.
Ooh.
All right. So I'm at 10. Irwin's at 4. Should we rest another night?
How far are we away from the nearest town?
Far.
Probably the 2 days. Came from.
Yeah, 2 days travel possibly. Yeah.
That's assuming we can find our way back. This forest is very dense and easy to get lost in.
And our druid kind of went Cthulhu cultist off into the woods.
Andy, roll. I'm sorry, Corbin, roll a d6 for a surprise.
5.
Okay. You guys are surprised when you hear Myron gasp for air suddenly. Wow, good acting. And as you look over to him, you see what looks like a spider leg stabbed through his chest.
Ouch.
Myron, what? Roll your saving.
Like what part of his chest?
His chest. Roll your save versus poison.
Poison, huh? Oh my gosh, I rolled a 2.
And you see Myron go, and he dies. -8, and save versus poison, -10. He's dead. And you see 2 spiders come out from behind the tree where he was laying against. Initiative, or I should say, actions. Starting with Trask.
I'm gonna... Trask kind of lets out a scream and of rage. And he's gonna charge the spider that killed Myron.
Okay. Next
and
person.
Erwin is also going to charge. They're both going to charge.
Okay, and Galvin?
I'm going to also let out a scream, but it's a fright, not a rage. And I'm going to see if I can make spiders go to sleep with the spell.
Okay.
I thought sleep... Didn't that only affect humanoids, or am I...
Yeah, I think it affects... yeah, you're a humanoid.
It says all
I thought
creatures...
sleep affected hit dice.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. Come think of it.
I'm thinking we're thinking of charm. Oh, I don't have my iPad in front of me to look, so...
His iPad.
I think it says other than undead and other creatures specifically excluded. So if spiders are specifically excluded, then...
Well, in this game, they're not. So you can cast it on them. Jolly good! Is there any round segments on it?
It is a 1-segment casting time.
Okay. That means whatever the party rolls, you're going to be acting after them.
Okay. And I guess you'll have to roll the appropriate d4 to determine...
How many of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll let you roll the d4s, and I'll tell you what goes on.
It depends on how many hit dice, how many d4 I get to roll, so, and I don't know that.
So, how big are these things?
They look like they're medium-sized.
Okay.
Which to you guys would be probably man-sized.
Jeez, it's a big spider.
Corbin, what are you doing?
Oh, I think we should pull back to the village, leave us a little more room. But considering we already have had 2 madmen rush in, I will follow them a little more judiciously.
And Leaf will throw his cat into the game so she'll eat the spiders. Nice. And Nigel, what are you doing?
I am readying my weapon to attack if any of them come near.
Delphin?
Delphin is going to pull out his new serrated dagger and try to sneak around to a flank position.
Okay.
Nice.
And Myron just plays dead. Initiative, please.
Crap! 5.
Oh, 6. You get to go first.
Ah.
Crispy. Trask, sorry. Right.
Trask is charging in. That's a miss. That wouldn't, 5.
Oh, yeah, you don't even believe with the plus you missed, so.
Yeah.
Galvin.
Okay, so if they're up to one hit die, you get to roll 44. If they're one plus one,
you get two. You have to go last, actually, because you're casting a spell.
Okay.
Sorry.
With our one, I got a 15 to hit.
And with... What happened to Nigel?
Did he drop out?
Looks like it.
I guess we lost him.
That sucks.
All right, we'll skip over to...
Should we pause while you try and call?
And Erwin rolled, you said it was a 16, was it?
Yeah.
And 6 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay, you wounded the spider so far.
And Erwin shouts, "Bastards!"
Nice.
I don't know. I guess that's Erwin.
Well, okay. And you're giving us a link for Temple of Elemental Evil? One or two?
It's a podcast play game like this one.
Oh, okay, cool. Wouldn't second edition be Return of the Temple of Elemental Evil?
I said 2E on the, because I'm not sure if they used 2E to play the old module. It's the old module, for sure. It's not the Return.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's 1E, but they could have played 2E. It's been so long since I listened to it, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. All right, so now we're up to Corbin.
Now, was I able to get up there in striking range?
Yes.
Right. And would a 15 do anything?
It would hit.
All right. For 3 points of damage.
Okay, you hit the other one for 3 points. And Nigel, you're running up to attack, I assume, or you're defensively standing there?
What's our situation look like? Is there anybody down?
No.
Well, other than
Myron.
Poor Myron.
Who's dead.
Myron's dead on the ground.
Well, not much point defending him. I will rush up and attack then also.
Okay, roll.
Can I get a charge in?
Yeah, you can get a charge in and get a plus two.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to help me. I rolled a two.
Yeah, it's not going to help at all.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Since Leaf is now characterless, can we let him take over Erwin for the rest of the evening at least?
What do you say, Leaf?
Oh, sure, I can do that.
Okay.
Do you have his character sheet, like, typed out? Can you paste it to me in text chat or something like that?
No, he gets a plus one to hit and does 3 damage.
Okay.
I don't think he has any magic weapons or anything like that.
No.
We missed him on that.
Yeah.
I'll just grab me a handful of dice here, and you guys tell me what I need to roll then.
Yeah, because he never posted up his... D8. He never posted up his character, so... Okay. So, where were we? Delphin.
I am moving up to get up behind the spider. I assume I need to go another round. This is the first round, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to sneak behind pretty much the trees and everything if you want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, and Galvin's spell. What did I need to roll again?
It depends on their hit dice. If up to one, it's 4d4. 1 plus 1 to 2 is 2d4. 2 plus 1 to 3 is 1d4.
Okay. One of the spiders goes clunk on the ground.
Yay!
And the last spider that's standing is going to attack... Okay, so Crispy is going to be 1-2. Andy's going to be Corbin. I keep saying every other name but the right name. Corbin's going to be 3-4. Nigel's 5-6. Corbin! Spider stab. Miss.
Yes!
New round. Everybody's doing the same thing, I assume?
Well, now that we're attacking, but yeah.
Yeah, Galvin's probably going to be moving into attack, or...
You know, it seems like my staff has not been recovered, because it wasn't in that chest, so I'm probably not going to move into attack, unless... I'm going to have to hold back, unless I have a staff.
And what's Erwin going to do this time?
He's going to attack! Kill.
Okay, initiative, please.
Crap a duck. 6.
Oh, we rolled a one. Spider attack. And he's going to be attacking Nigel this time with a 15. Crap. Miss. Go ahead, Trask.
All right. Big money, big money. No whammies. Roll. I got a 17 total.
Hit.
Sweet. And I'm doing 7 damage.
Awesome. Corbin.
All right, I'm going after the one that's still awake.
Okay.
Obviously. And a 14.
Hit.
Yes!
For 4 points.
It keels over and dies.
Yes! Okay. By St. Cuthbert's beard.
And that's it.
So we have the one. We had only 2 spiders to attack, and right?
Right.
One of them's asleep.
Yeah, one of them's asleep.
Someone step on it.
Nigel?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll run it through.
Okay, splat. The spider is dead.
A coup de grace.
And so I ask, I'll ask, Corbin, is Myron really, really dead?
Trask will go and check his pulse. He'll look up.
You could see through his chest.
Shake his head. Huh?
You could see through his chest.
Look, man, trying to be dramatic.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Trask. Go ahead.
So he feels his pulse. He looks up to Galvin, and he just shakes his head. No,
he's not. Oh yeah, he's shaking his head. He didn't make it. No, that damn Book of Sorrows. It's just a curse to us. And
you do have a wand of resurrection, do you not?
Oh, thanks, I do. And I whip it out from my cloak.
Whoa!
Not this again.
And sure, I'll point it at the downed. Myron, and
it seems, say
its it, command word and cross my fingers.
It seems to have no effect upon him.
Oh man, Rupert! That lousy!
It's actually just a dousing wand. Wand of dousing.
You see that the hair on his head grows longer.
Oh, man.
Whoops, Rupert gave you the wrong wand.
Somebody got gypped.
Yeah. Yes.
It couldn't hurt. We got that new wand. Do you want to give it a shot just to see?
Why not?
The way to find out what it is, you know.
It's not going to hurt him.
Okay, so you pointed at him and you say the command word.
Okay.
Trask, since you're standing right there next to him when you were leaning down checking him, save versus spell.
All right.
For so half damage.
Let's see. Spells is 11. I just made it.
Okay.
I rolled a 7 plus 4.
Galvin, you can roll 3d6.
Seriously? Okay.
Is this a wand of, like, fireball? Burning hands or something?
It's a fireball wand. A minor fireball wand.
Isn't everyone in the area going to have to save?
No, because they were actually standing next to Galvin, so no.
It's 10.
So
he's back down to 0.
Trask takes Trask takes 5 hit points.
Oh, good.
I'm at exactly the amount of hit points I was when I started.
5.
Best party ever.
I'll drop the wand in surprise, clearly, because I wasn't expecting that. And
we're so good at this adventuring thing, guys.
Ooh, the wand goes off again. No,
no, come on. Ay, ay, ay.
The wand drops to the ground. Ka-cling, ka-cling.
Trask, I'm sorry, man.
And Myra's, Myra's body is now charred.
Oh, jeez.
Well, if we're ever going to have any chance of bringing him back.
We might as well mutilate it now, Smoke. Guys. I mean, yeah.
I actually walk up to Trask. There's wisps of smoke rising up from his beard that's been a little singed, and try and put him out, and I'm like, I always liked my dwarf medium rare.
Yeah, oh. Who said this wasn't going to hurt?
Trask, you no longer have eyebrows.
My eyebrows! He kind of, he feels this, and so he puts his hands up to his head. Ugh. Lad, you're killing me.
Literally.
Well, I'll pick up that wand again and put it in my pocket.
Stay on the other side of Delphin, okay? Just, you stay there, I'll stay here. And, you know, I can't promise it'll come save you if someone's on your ass.
Gotcha.
What's up to you guys, what you want to do now?
Well, if we stand around, we're probably going to get more random encounters, so...
Or fireballed.
Or fireballed, it's always that.
So
we don't know exactly how to get back to town, is that correct?
Well, our mission is we've rescued this book, the Book of Sorrows, and we have to destroy it, but we have to get to this one particular place in order to do that. And that's where we were heading.
Both of the gods are dead now, too.
That's problematic. Maybe it's someplace I've heard of where you need to go?
Nigel, where did you come from? If you came from the north, that's where we're trying to head.
By chance, I did come from the north.
And he had a nice little path in the forest that you could probably follow right back out.
Then I think we should probably go that way.
Dun, dun, dun!
All right.
Nigel, what were you doing in these woods?
I was
looking for evil?
Looking for evil to vanquish. Actually, I was a bit lost myself.
There's plenty of evil in this forest.
I'm seeing that.
I can attest.
I was sent out by the Church of Veronius to be a knight errant to seek out evil and do good deeds.
The Church of Veronius has chosen well. You have proven yourself a worthy ally.
My thanks.
So how far is it out of the from where you came outside the woods to where we're at now? I mean, do you remember how far that was?
Half day.
It's been a few days at least.
No, half day.
Half a day. I lost track of time.
Now, where exactly are we heading? Like, it had like a specific name, didn't it?
You are heading towards I changed it now, but it's you're heading through the forest to the plains to the mountains.
Let's get to the plains. Let's get out of these trees.
Okay, so you guys gather up your stuff. Who's going to carry the large? Well, I should say large. The heavy gold chest.
Can we split that up between ourselves? Yeah.
Sure, you can split it up if you want. Let's see. There is exactly 200 pieces of these square gold things in it.
Cool.
So you can split up however you want.
Well, I've got a 16 strength, so I can carry a fair amount.
There's five of us left. Oh, sorry. Spit caught my throat. So that's 40 apiece.
There's six of you.
Are there six of us?
Oh, yeah. It's 33
of them. I forgot about myself.
33 of them.
Okay, so you got 33 pieces each?
Yeah.
Someone give Trask an extra piece. I hear him crying in the back.
What? No, it's just... I have something in my eye. And... It's just... We haven't got any treasure.
You just got 33 pieces of gold.
I'm happy.
Sorry, and Vince?
Yeah.
Yesterday I had started studying my book to see if I could decipher what was in that vial. And I probably did a little more research during the... During the part of my watch that was uneventful, so I'm wondering, did I discover anything?
Yes, and actually, you figure out that it cures poison.
Oh, great! Oh,
that would have been something to have, you know, before Myron died.
Huh. All right then.
All right. So, about a half day's travel, uneventfully, you finally reach the edge of the forest, and the darkness and the fog roll away as you come out of the forest, and you can see the moonlight now of the sky and the stars, and you're like, ah.
Whew. Thank you.
You could feel like the heaviness of the evil lifted off of you, as if something just came off your shoulders, like it was the monkey on your back or something. And you see the plains, and you see it's probably about a day's travel to the mountain path to head up to Snake Pass Mountain.
That sounds pretty ominous.
Yes, well, you will find the town where there has a phone for Leaf. Oh, wait, he's phone. Never mind. So, actually, we're going to stop here, guys, and reconvene again next time. For the Book of Zeros. The destruction.
Hopefully, we'll make it.
Hopefully, we won't have any more deaths. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for the Quest for the Book of Sorrows.